You're listening to Felicia
and Georgia
on Networked Radio. For those of you out there who are unaware, the old G-Lord here and myself are actually in our second year of professional communication at RMIT. We're still young'uns, aren't we?
We are.
And we are learning all about the media and the way it functions and the role that it will play in the future.
Exactly. That is exactly what we are learning. So this semester we actually spent some time in a unit called Networked Media with a dear tutor, Elliot Heathwall.
Look him up, guys.
What great. A man.
Great. Instagram him.
Probably
Instagram
my favourite of all the tutors. Gives great marks.
He should give us a really good mark, guys. Yeah, good as mark.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, this whole course basically sparked the idea for the new format we have created in radio, which is online networked radio, that you are utilising right now.
You are. You're listening to it right now.
Mm-hmm. So... Oh, giggles.
Getting the giggles there, Georgia. Get it together,
sorry, I saw a funny picture on the internet. So, throughout the course we learned about...
Georgia, I'm going to take over for Georgia because she cannot do anything right now.
I'm sorry. Someone's tickling me.
Oh, Georgia, shush up. This year we learned, in the course, we learned about networks and their hidden prevalence within our everyday life. They're everywhere, aren't they, Georgia?
Well, yeah, they
and it
are.
Sparked something in us because we had to do a blog in this subject.
We did.
Which I think you excelled at.
Stop it.
Everyone should search Georgia King and Cheese and the first thing that comes up will be Georgia's blog. And it's a read, like, dedicate an afternoon, nice cup of tea, blanket on the couch.
A good time.
It's
doubt,
a good time.
No
doubt at all.
It's not relevant to anything. It'll
it really
smile,
isn't.
It'll
but it will make you smile and it will make you feel really happy about yourself because you're not Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the hope.
But
yeah, it did spark the conversation about blogging.
We are only beginners in the world of blogging. I'm still very new to my blog. I think you found yourself a little bit more, found
did
your
I?
Voice.
But thank you.
It really got me thinking about, you know those big bloggers that get paid to blog?
Yeah.
Like, they get paid to do
that is,
nothing.
It's ridiculous, but I want that.
I want that
life.
In my life as well, but it's just like you're going to a shop and you take a photo at the shop. Very professionally, like, how do they make their photos look so professional?
Yeah. Well, you know, the old iPhones.
The old iPhones
well
are doing
days.
A really,
yeah,
really
yeah,
good job.
On,
but,
sure.
You know, they go to the shop and they take a photo and they get paid to take that photo.
Who's
so
paying them?
They get paid to do
who
what
does
I
pay
do.
Them?
I don't know who pays
pleasure.
Them. I think if they're like on Instagram or something, they get paid
by Instagram.
Instagram. If you guys know, let us know in the comments because we
please.
Don't know.
I would highly appreciate
we're just
that.
Dabbling in this.
I
area.
Would like you to tell me how
because
I can make this my career.
We want blogging. This to be our career. Like, imagine if we could blog and make radio every day and we just got paid to do
that. Is
that
the dream or is that the dream?
And spending time with you.
Spending
I know.
Time with me.
You would be there. I mean,
stop it. Did you mean not- you as in me or you as in the listener?
The listener.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a compliment.
That's
then.
Not a compliment at all.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, then. You know about these bloggers that I'm talking about.
Yeah, hit
you
us
know,
up.
Hit us up about what you think about this because I get truly angry and people are just looking at it. Like, if we all stop looking at their blogs, they won't get paid
exactly.
anymore and then they have to go out and do
a real job.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, this gets me thinking as well. Like, it's not going to be everyone's dream to be a blogger or radio entrepreneur, but, like, what's your dream job, you know?
Yeah.
What would the dream
what's
be
what's your
for
dream
you?
Job? And you know what? Best comment below can come in and have a chat to us about
oh,
their dream
yes.
job.
And that would be a dream for
that
many
would be
people,
a dream.
I'm sure.
Especially, I reckon there'd be a few out there that would be their lifelong dream.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. We're sounding
doubt.
Really self-centered right now.
A little bit arrogant there.
Yeah, a little
but
bit.
But it's all in jest. It's all...
All in fun and games. All in the moment.
Until
you know what I'm saying? Who's getting hurt?
I hope no one.
I hope no one.
Sometimes.
There'll be occupational health and safety in the studios when you come in.
Mopping up stuff. Nah, weird.
We're going to wrap it up here, guys. We're going to wrap this segment's over.
All right,
this segment's over.
Comment below.